Coming up today on The Environment Show, President Bush's policies have been aggressively criticized by environmental groups since before he even took office. But after September 11th, that criticism has softened and in many cases disappeared in the name of national unity. Lester Graham takes a look at the new tone of environmental debate. And in the Earth calendar, it's harvest time for popcorn. I'm Greg Dahlman. All that and more is coming up on The Environment Show.
It's time to turn another page on The Environment Show's Earth calendar. I'm Mary Darcy. Today, it's time to talk popcorn. October is the month farmers across the country harvest the explosive kernels. Lori Warner is the marketing manager for the Popcorn Board, and she says people are usually surprised when they find out just how much of the crunchy snack we eat a year.
Americans will consume about 18 billion quarts of popped popcorn, and that comes out to about 55 quarts per man, woman, and child.
Steve Spade runs Amwell Valley Organic Grain, an organic farm in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. He says those popcorn fields look pretty much like any other corn field. The big difference is at harvest time.
One of the advantages of growing popcorn is that it doesn't have to be harvested on an exact day. Sweet corn, on the other hand, there's a certain day when that sweet corn is ready to be picked. You need to pick it that day and sell it that day and have someone eat it that day because that's when it's at its prime. Popcorn, on the other hand, has to dry out over time. So it becomes ready, and you can say, all right, the popcorn is ready. This weekend we'll harvest the popcorn, and you have time. Right now the popcorn is ready to be harvested, but it has to dry out to the perfect moisture for popping. And the best place for the corn to dry is while it's on the stalk, on the ear, in the field.
Whether you like it plain, buttered, or dripping with caramel, farmers across the U.S. are now harvesting the crop to keep you popping all year long. With the Earth Calendar, I'm Mary Darcy.